Good morning. These are your local headlines from the San Diego Union-Tribune. I'm David Clary, and today is Wednesday, October 18th. San Diego is paying out $8 million to a man run over by an SUV in 2019 while city police officers detained him in the street after an alleged vandalism incident at a 7-Eleven in the Midway District. The settlement is unusually large for an injury crash, partly because the victim, Devontae Guy, suffered what city officials call catastrophic injuries. San Diego elected officials and community members say that retailers continue to flout state and local bans on the sale of flavored tobacco products. During a news conference at Civic Center Plaza on Tuesday, they said stronger enforcement of the laws is necessary. The board of SANDAG, San Diego's lead transportation agency, has set in motion a plan to fill its soon-to-be-vacant chief executive post. The eight-month process will find a replacement for CEO Hassan Ikrata, who has announced his intent to step down from the role at the end of this year. You can find more news online at sandiegouniontribune.com. Thanks for listening.